Matt looked back, saw how close the things were, and ran faster. He glanced anxiously across to where Dad had been, but could see nothing and no one through the gloom and past the broken outer walls. "I shouldn't have left you," he said, but his words were little more than breathless gasps. Into the passage. No more steps, but uphill, their breathing echoing off the walls, sand slipping from between the stones and pooling on the floor, rising up. Matt kicked viciously at every little pyramid of sand he passed, sending the grains flying apart again. Then suddenly they were out, through the tapestry and into the lower level of the pyramid. Ahead of him, Robin skidded to a halt, so abruptly that Matt piled into the back of her and they almost fell. "We made it," he gasped, almost laughing with relief. Then he saw the grinning, skull-like face of Klein, looking down at him, and the dark muzzle of the gun, like a tunnel leading into blackness.
"Mr. Harper would very much like a word with you," he said.
Klein gestured with the gun for them to go ahead of him up the narrow stairway. Matt did not dare to look back, but he could hear the head of security talking into a radio, telling his men that the search was over and that they could return to their normal duties. They emerged into the entrance hallway under the main staircase. Klein ushered them onwards down the corridor, and Matt glanced longingly at the now unguarded main exit from the pyramid, so close to freedom, but there was no way he was getting out now. Even as he was thinking this, even as he turned back, he caught a flash of movement out of the corner of his eye. Robin had seen it too, and they both looked at the same time. They both saw Klein glaring malevolently at them, gun leveled threateningly, and they both saw a dark figure step out from the shadows of a doorway. A figure holding what looked like a frying pan. It was a frying pan, and it connected loudly and painfully with the back of Klein's head. A split second of surprise registered on his face, then his eyes flickered and closed, and he slumped to the floor. "That jarred right up my arms," Catherine Feather complained. "Those things," she shook her head incredulously. "All right, you convinced me. Harper's really lost it big time. I should have seen it before, when he forced your father to help him. I just put it down to a bit of persuasion, convinced myself your dad was being daft or in breach of contract. But with what I've just seen..."